It's Groundhog Day. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and we've just gotten a weather forecast from Punxsutawney Phil in Pennsylvania.
With my shadow I have cast, then a long, lustrous 6 more weeks of winter.
Of course there are groundhogs in many other communities. They often don't agree. Some might even predict an early spring. Now, a lot of the country we'll get a blast of winter the next few days. Fox's Jeff Manasso tracking the storms live.
Dave, there are winter storm warnings from Cheyenne to El Paso, St. Louis to Little Rock, Detroit, Cincinnati, and northeast of Vermont, with over a foot of snow falling and making travel a nightmare.
Our Department of Transportation road crews will be out there clearing the roads for those who must drive, but I strongly encourage you to stay off the roads unless absolutely necessary.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker declaring a disaster. Schools are closed across the country. Flights and Amtrak service canceled from the storm. That's also battering parts of Tennessee and Kentucky with ice, Dave.
Now, Jeff, when it comes to the flight cancellations, there are more than 1,300 across the country. There are no classes today at the school in Richfield, Minnesota, where
two students shot outside the building on the sidewalk during the lunch hour. One of the two dead. The other being treated for injuries at HCMC. After the full lockdown lifted a couple hours later, students inside the building were reunited safely with parents.
Paul Bloom with Minneapolis Fox 9 TV. Two suspects were later arrested. They're also mourning at Bridgewater College in Virginia, where two police officers were killed tracking a suspicious man on campus.
After a brief interaction with the man, the subject opened fire and shot both officers. The man then fled on foot.
State Police spokeswoman Corinne Geller, that man was later arrested, charged with murder. In New York City, an off-duty police officer was shot and wounded last night, hours before slain officer Wilbert Mora's funeral at St. Patrick's Cathedral. He was killed last week. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There are numerous bomb threats this week at some historically black colleges and universities, and also concern at UCLA, leading to an arrest in Colorado.
Boulder's police chief says after 31-year-old Matthew Harris was suspected of sending threatening emails to people at UCLA, campus police notified them he was in Boulder. The chief said the emails he sent contained an 800-page manifesto filled with violent references. He had tried to buy a gun back in November but was denied. Michael Doherty's the Boulder County DA.
Based on a protection order that was issued in the state of California, there was a national database that included a provision that he was not allowed to purchase or possess a firearm.
Boulder PD surrounded his apartment Tuesday morning. Harris eventually came out and was arrested. He was a postdoctoral fellow lecturing in philosophy, but was placed on leave last year at UCLA for erratic behavior towards students. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
As expected, Pfizer has asked for government approval to give an even smaller dose of its COVID vaccine to even smaller kids, children from 6 months to just under 5 years old. The vaccine's already okayed for all of us five and older. A famous actress and TV star is off the air for a little while.
Whoopi Goldberg's been suspended from The View for 2 weeks, with the head of ABC News, Kim Godwin, saying Goldberg's been asked to learn about the impact of her comments. Goldberg said Monday the Holocaust wasn't about race, it's about man's inhumanity to other man. The comment condemned by several prominent Jewish leaders, like Rabbi Abraham Cooper of the Simon Wiesenthal Center, who said everything about Nazi Germany and about the targeting of the Jews and about the Holocaust was about race and racism. Goldberg's apologized, saying she understands now why so many people were upset. Jill Nato, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising, coming off yesterday's big gains, recovering some of January's even bigger losses. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.